Well, I'm 96, 97 in January, God's willing. I've had a few falls, I admit. Silly, really, and it's put me in hospital a few times. But I really have learnt now something very valuable. My concentration has improved tremendously, because even if I get up now to walk to the kitchen, I'm saying to myself, you are walking to the kitchen. You're not thinking about what you're doing, and it's made me really concentrate and really make an effort of concentrating, and I'm watching what's coming. I try to work out these things. It's like when I got the physios and that. I got a walker, and she taught me out there, and she said, now walk, and I've got steps down from my patio. And I thought, no, I can't do that. So in bed at night, I'm thinking now, if I can go there, the cane's by the door, I've thought of a better way than I might have. And I knew that if I went down backwards, it's like going out the front door. My walker won't go. My steps are too narrow, so I've got to get in sideways, brake on, sideways, brake on. I like to look after myself. I have vitamin D as a regular, but I don't take that when I'm outside in the sun and all that. And I do eat. All my food I do is from scratch. I don't use all these things with stuffing because I like to know what's actually in my food. So it's cooked from scratch, so as I know. Now, my regular morning carer, Sheila, she is absolutely fantastic. She knows exactly what I want, and she's told me. I've made like fruit loaf, and she had some, and she brings something she's made, and she goes in Lidl and knows where the cheap things are, and I get all those veg, you know. So with her, I think if everybody was like her, it would be fine. And my regular night one is very good too. I have to keep reminding her, but she is very good. They've really only got 25 minutes, so most times I'm up in bed. So it's just a case of, alright, we're just getting washed, ready for bed, so they can do what they do in that time. But in the meantime, I've had, like they've all had this flu and things, and they're ill, and I mean one came, she hadn't had a drink for 2 hours. I said, go downstairs, make yourself a drink, sit there and have a drink, and I'll sort myself out, because you can't cope. She was feeling sick, and you know. But Sheila left. She'd had enough. And then they kept sending different ones. After a while, I said I was absolutely sick and tired of it. I mean, Sheila was fantastic. But because the others... Well, I decided that after her, I would manage in the morning on my own, which I do, no problem. At night, I keep getting the succession of carers, who I don't know. And I feel really, in the end, I mean, I know that the key box is a necessity. And I don't really like it, but I know I've got to have it. But to think that night after night I was getting different carers, so my identity number for the box was being broadcast all over. I don't know how many people have got my number, which I don't particularly like. It's not good. And you see, even when I cancel Saturday and Sunday night, because I was tired of them sending, and I thought, well, I can manage Saturday and Sunday night. But it took 5 weeks from me cancelling it for them actually stop sending anybody. So I might be all ready for bed. And the door would go, hello? No. Well, they didn't tell me. So I bet they had. And one night I had two together to begin with, and then another one. I really went to town on them. I was absolutely sick and tired, because in actual fact, I really would be better looking after myself. I can get myself up to bed, no problem. But I quite like the idea of having someone coming at night, just in case. And I do know that even though sometimes it can be just 1/4 hour because I'm in bed, and I'll have a quick chat with her, I know that if I was in trouble, she wouldn't leave me, and that to me, that's worth it. But everybody has come in who doesn't know what to do. I'm telling them what to do, and that, and I'm paying for this, you know. I'm paying for it.